You're listening to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online as well at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
What is it?
Sea crab.
I can't
no.
see it. A hermit crab.
Good for you. A hermit crab. And there's, and if you want to hold it, you have to hold it under the water.
First grade students in Indian River County can't wait to see what they can find in the touch tank in a classroom at the Environmental Learning Center in Wabasso.
Can I try it?
Sure, you can try. There
no,
it is.
The Environmental Learning Center, or ELC, will celebrate its 25th anniversary this Sunday, March 3rd, on its campus with EcoFest from noon till 4 o'clock.
A number of the kids that have been here have never seen the lagoon, or at least been on it.
Bill Frizzell chairs the Board of Trustees at the ELC.
As an exposure to the children, it's a very important experience because a number of the children don't live really close to the lagoon.
Elementary school students visit the ELC as part of the school's curriculum in first, third, and fourth grades. They learn about the creatures that live there and about recycling and how to live in harmony with Florida nature. Frizzell tells us the ELC practices what it preaches.
One of our historical events occurred about 5 years ago, and that was having a lightning strike caused the burning down of all of these buildings that you're seeing. And so they were reconstructed, and the decision was made by the board at that time that even though it was obviously going to be more expensive to construct it that way, they used all green materials, solar panels to heat the water that flows through a big cistern. You can see the cistern down here, mm-hmm. which I think holds 2,000 gallons, and that's basically to run the plumbing system in the facilities, the boys and girls rooms.
While much of the learning is hands-on at the ELC, a stroll down the facility's trails offers more than just nature. Frizzell points to a plaque. It's positioned along the railing of the trail which traverses the campus, some of which is boardwalk. And there are several such plaques along the way.
This is one of our activities here where the kids can go and read a story as they go along George's Walk here. And we will incorporate this type of learning in with the joint venture with the Learning Alliance. We'll help kids learn how to read about reading about the environment.
In addition to its relationship with the school district, the ELC also offers a number of activities to the public, from boat tours and canoe trips to other learning opportunities.
Welcome to stop number 4, our canoe dock, where we offer guided canoe excursions. Ask our greeter for more information about canoe trips. The ELC is on Wabasso Island, surrounded by the Indian River Lagoon. Now, a lagoon is...
If you just happen to be in the area someday, feel free to drop by and use your cell phone for a guided tour.
Our lagoon gets salt water from the Atlantic Ocean through 6 inlets and fresh water from numerous freshwater rivers and streams and, of course, the rain.
Some of the things going on at this Sunday's EcoFest will be rain barrel activities, a skinny water boat show, fly tying, crafts, and educational booths. You can find a link to the ELC on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.
Mullet are often seen jumping out of the water. Now, one theory about why they do this? Well, they're trying to get away from predators.